This is Todd Hockenberry with
Dan Tyer.
Welcome to Inbound to Grow, a podcast for leaders who want to grow better and become inbound organizations. Our goal for this podcast is to share the latest ideas, strategies, and real-life stories that will help your business grow. We want to help you create an amazing company culture, develop effective business strategies, and deliver outstanding customer experiences. In other words, to be more inbound. Check out our website, inbound2grow.com, for the show notes and other helpful info, including all of our social media and contact information. Our question for today is, Dan, what is an inbound content strategy?
Oh, baby. I love talking about inbound. I love talking about content. And you're the strategy guy. So we're going to lean into an inbound content strategy. So first of all, generically answer the question, it's relevant, helpful content delivered for every step of the buyer journey, right? And we should throw in a shameless plug for our buddy, Justin Champion. You're a Justin Champion fan, aren't you?
Justin's awesome. He wrote the book.
He wrote the book called Inbound Content, also published on Wiley. And he's an animal about describing the inbound content strategy. But our discussion here today is 15 minutes on why inbound content is strategic. And think about it. If today's buyer, 60% of his journey or her journey is over time, done online, then your content is essentially the brand that a potential buyer will interact with as they cycle in and get a feeling about your company. And the content is the source of the answers the buyer wants. And they go on online looking to try to either define their problem or determine if there are potential solutions. And because content is the primary vehicle for people's awareness, buyers use to find answers to their questions and to solve these problems. Online content becomes absolutely strategic in helping prospects make decisions as they move through the steps of or the stages of the buyer journey. Now, we're big believers in content isn't just like an ebook. Right? Content has to be strategic because it helps buyers make those decisions through the entire process and builds your brand, your credibility, starts the process of a trusting relationship, and is all around critical to ensure that people understand who you are and why it's a good fit. Also, 93% of all B2B purchases start with an internet search, right? And what people find when they search is that content that we're talking about. And so the thing that we were talking about earlier is that content, unlike the good old days, 2016, content has to up its game, right? We have to get our listeners to make sure that their content ups its game. So it's not just a white paper and a blog. That's like the old days, right? Now it's a checklist. It's like a podcast. How many people have called you or pinged you or texted you or sent you information that they love our podcast?
Lots of people.
Mike Farrell, our buddy Mike Farrell, he's like, no, we love your podcast. Oh my God, I listen to it all the time. Now, Mike Farrell, who's a busy executive, right? CEO of a $25 million company, he would never read a white paper, right? Who has time for a white paper? But I don't know if he's cleaning his car, or mowing his lawn on his John Deere. I don't know if he's shoveling snow. I think he's in Florida, so it's unlikely he's shoveling snow. But he aligns this content, right, with his podcast. Now, all of a sudden, he's all excited about it, right? And it's just you have to now figure out not only the right way to deliver it, right, but why people love it. Could be an Instagram post. Could be a video series. And you and I are doing a lot more on video Todd, because, first of all, mobile video usage has increased nearly 10 million daily viewing minutes in the last 2 years. Increased 10 million daily viewing minutes over the last 2 years. 70% of YouTube viewers watch videos with help with a problem that they're having in their hobby, studies, or job, right? That's the industrial companies you work with. Listen to this. That's 70% of YouTube viewers, but 43% of B2C marketers say pre-recorded and pre-produced video is the most successful type of content for marketing purposes. Insane. All right. So Todd, how do you define content?
I define content as the tangible output of the information that is contained in your company's mission and strategy and your kind of engagement plan. And essentially, content is your expertise communicated. That's why it's not necessarily just, it's not really even just your product or your service information. Again, that's really not even table stakes. What's below table stakes, right? The content is your expertise defined and communicated in a way that people want to consume, right? So that's why content's strategic, right? An ebook is a tactic. A video is a tactic. But the way you personalize that interaction and the way you connect that to the persona and your ideal buyer and where they are in their buyer journey, that's the mechanism in the inbound world that you use to build, to start and build and develop a relationship that could lead to something that gets to your salespeople and then gets to a sale and gets to gives you an opportunity to help them be successful. So again, content is your experience and your understanding kind of put together in a way that is helpful to other people, builds your credibility, and shows others that you are in this for them, that you're there to help them understand and address their strategic concerns. And that's why it's strategic to you, because the inbound world and being successful today is all about you figuring out how to help other people reach their strategic goals. So
I love it.
Thank you.
When you talk about that, Todd, it sounds like it's almost like a scientific algorithm. It sounds like you're like taking a look at data. And content isn't the method that you deliver it, but it's the process of making sure you're delivering the right information to the right person at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly an art and a science. There's a lot of analytics around content, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But there's also, it's the story aspect, right? People want to, I mean, I hate to say it, but people want to be entertained. And you know, humor is a great way to get people to get attention and to build credibility and build comfort with you. Dry, boring content just, you know, give me the facts, ma'am, it's not interesting and it doesn't stand out. So, you know, I mean, older leaders may think this is more like a branding thing or a PR thing, or it's a marketing department thing, but it really isn't. I mean, it's about your entire business and how you present and how you tell a story with your customer as the hero of that story. I'm reading the Story Brand by Donald Miller right now, which is a great book that talks about that, how you put your customer as the hero of the story, and your job is to be the guide. So how you guide them in the digital inbound world is your content. Again, you will get to the point where you'll have one-on-one interactions. Your salespeople will talk to them. Your customer service people will talk to them. And even in those interactions, your content is part of that discussion. Not everybody wants to spend an hour on the phone to understand a problem. They would much rather send them a video. Here's how you solve this. I can't tell you how many of my clients right now, I've moved from answering questions in a long email to shooting a video using Soapbox, a Wistia product, on my computer and sending them a 5-minute video. It's easier for me. It's much more interesting for them than trying to read 10 steps to how to do this. They'd much rather see my screen, me actually do it, and hear me talking. I can have some fun with them. Again, you can create some very personalized content like that. But that's why, again, the idea of content is definitely much more of a strategic thing. And
very nice. I love that example, right? Because some people think content is just like for one place in the funnel. You just described like a post-relationship content. You just described a content as strengthening the relationship. You just talked about your own human personal interaction of turning a product manual. Remember product manuals?
Yes, unfortunately.
You're kind of a product, like a scientist guy. I'm sure you like actually read product manuals. I never read a product manual in my life, right? I'm not going to read like pages and pages of glossy stuff in my glove compartment when I'm trying to fix my car. I want somebody to tell me exactly what I need to do, right? Exactly how I like get the moonroof working or something like that. Boom. And now all of a sudden, not only is it strategic for solving my problem, it's strategic for the relationship. What you just described, Todd, when you're sending the video email, right, you're building that relationship, which is the ultimate kind of foundation for inbound principles to strengthen your company.
Exactly. And Janessa Lance, who works for HubSpot, who contributed to our book, had a great quote that fits right here. And her quote was, "The value people get from your content is related to the amount of thought you put into it. People are busy. We don't always have time to think deeply about our work and how to be better. That's what great content does. It does the hard work of thinking for us." I absolutely love that quote. And that's right. It's content isn't just that sitting down and vomiting out a 500-word blog post just to do it. It's about actually thinking about your customer, your prospect, and your buyer, and putting yourself in their shoes and trying to help them improve their situation. So, and inbound organizations understand how important that content is to communicate their mission and culture and strategy. And it's both internal and external. Good companies, we talk about this all the way through the book and the inbound operating system, where there's transparency and communication and information sharing. Content is just a huge part of an inbound organization. And again, going back to the foundation of what it means to be inbound, it's about helping first. So content is really your ever-evolving story. It's because it's about their story. It's about your persona and how you help them reach their goals online and off, right? We see salespeople use it. I just gave you an example how I use it to answer questions and solve problems for my clients. But that leads us to kind of another question, Dan. So, Dan, where does great content really come from?
Oh, so it's got to be part of the foundation of how you're delivering everything that your company is all about. So our friend Marcus Sheridan, the original sales lion, right, wrote a book, They Ask, You Answer, right? And talks about that your best content is coming from the conversations you have with customers, right? Because if customers or prospects are asking a question, that means in most cases there's an interest or desire to get answers for that, right? And when he was in his pool business, right, the ability for him to archive that information and provide that information in a knowledge base, right, is a great way of supporting that process. And of course, the new HubSpot Service Hub that is now available through HubSpot, right, is the same kind of context. Let's put all of these great questions that everybody asks on a regular basis. By the way, when salespeople get asked the same question over and over, sometimes they get a little jaded. Sometimes they're a little less amped. Sometimes they're a little less enthusiastic the 450,000th time they answer a basic question as opposed to putting it in that a video then, right? Wouldn't you want someone like Sam Moorhead to deliver that kind of video directly to you where he's explaining it directly to Todd Hockenberry? He's saying, you know, for agencies who are doing management consulting and working with enterprise companies and speaking to you, it's quicker, faster. That is the difference between content in 2018 and 2016.
Dan, that reminds me of a really interesting story that I had happen with one of my recent clients. They actually adopted HubSpot and they moved all of their sales team to HubSpot CRM. They had about 75 different salespeople distributed all over the country. And they were concerned about consistency of training and making sure everybody was on the same page. So being salespeople, they're not big fans of reading long manuals. So what we did was for all the main questions and all the main points of adopting the CRM to get them on board and get them to doing the things we wanted to do, we just recorded a series of those videos like Soapbox Videos Desktop, and we put them on a web page and we gave it to the sales guys and said, if you have any questions, you just go here. And every time one of them asks us a question, we shoot another one of those little videos and we put it up there, and they're consuming them like crazy. So we're eliminating questions. We're making them happy because they consume the content when they want, how they want, whether they're sitting in their car or waiting for an appointment, they can do it on their phone and they don't have to read a bunch of stuff, and it's very straightforward and they love it. So that's just another example of kind of creative ways to use content to make kind of traditional companies with basic things happy. But that's the world we live in today, right? You've got to put yourself in their shoes and be able to.
The way that you looked at that problem, right, is strategic, right? You weren't like solving for how do you use this template sequence or meeting stool. What you were saying is, I have to train a sales organization. I have to provide information. I have to provide information at different levels in different ways. And you intuitively understood that salespeople won't like read a manual and they won't sit through a lecture. So breaking up those sessions or lessons in little bite-sized pieces, put it on a website and having it self-serve is brilliant, right? The strategy, why content has to be strategic. If you don't think through the end goal, if you don't have the big picture, if you're just doing an ebook, right? Like a marketing major 2 years out of college, it's not the same. And it's 2018, right? You have to have all those complications. You have to measure everything, right? You ask me, where does great content come from? It comes from your customers. It also comes from your salespeople, right? If I hear something on the HubSpot sales floor more than 3 times, I go, that's a good question. We archive that. We make it available on frequently asked questions. It comes from your services people, right? You need to be monitoring those, because if people ask the same question all the time, how about turning that into a knowledge base so that people can self-serve? Number one, they like it. Number two, they're happier quicker. Number three, the service person doesn't have to go through the same answer all the time. And then the HubSpot flywheel, of course, is pretty cool here. Have other customers, right, create content, user-generated content. In fact, we should do a whole podcast episode on customer-produced content, right? Because we have people talking about the book all the time, right? That guy in Sweden sends us a picture of him. He used Inbound Organization for his summer reading program. And then our friend Gene Hopkins. Did you see Gene nominate us for a list of top business books of 2018?
I did not see that. That's good news.
I know. We got to meet Gene the next time you're in Boston. And so super exciting about all of these kind of things. But I think where great content comes from is staying awake, for understanding that great content is answering questions. Just like you said, understanding great content is coming from watching through the process as people flow through from the beginning stage all the way towards the end. All right, so Todd, why are so few companies aligned with creating strategic content?
Yeah, that's a great question. We deal with that one a lot with our clients. Virtually everyone creates some kind of content. I mean, in this day and age, there's a website, a lot of people blog. There's some basic level of content, even at the most old school, old line companies. But even the companies that we see that adopt inbound or even hire agencies often struggle with it, because the biggest barrier to being successful with inbound marketing and a content strategy is this disconnect between the buyer's interest and what the marketer is offering. Again, too often we see too many companies not do really a deep dive on the persona, so they don't really understand the buyer journey. They don't understand exactly what the buyer's looking for. They don't understand how to lead that buyer through the change process. They don't understand the strategic implications of their own solution, so therefore they fall back on kind of surface content or heaven forbid, product or feature content. So organizations, though, that take a strategic approach create content that starts with that buyer and works their way backwards, right? That's one of the themes of the book, is start with your buyer, work backwards, be customer-centric. Same thing with content. So organizations that produce that product and feature-based content are going to be much less successful, and they're going to spend a lot more money and get diminishing returns, which is something we talked about last week. It was very interesting. Speaking of personas, I just this morning was doing persona calls and research for one of my clients. And I was talking to their distributor network. And to a man, the distributors were saying that the one thing they needed was they needed content from the manufacturer who was the subject matter expert that was oriented to an industrial or a persona, essentially a vertical, that they could use to help convince them that they should adopt their products. So it had to do with ROI. It had to do with outcomes. It was about the strategic implications of their customers adopting the products. So how many people out there supply a product or service through a distribution channel or some other type of channel and gives them the product and says, go sell it, right? As opposed to saying, go sell it. Here's great content that tells our story that helps you sell it, right? Big difference, right? So that's what I heard in these calls today that people were really looking for, even on that kind of distributor manufacturer level.
Makes sense.
So it does make sense. So another quote from the book, Adam Robinson, the VP of Marketing of Cerasys, says, content leadership typically builds trust and extends to being seen as a leader in other aspects of your business. If we're seen as a leader in content, the perception is most likely that we're a leader in the services and the technology we provide. Very smart.
Yeah, so I like that, Adam. That's Cerasys, right? They view content as strategic.
Yep. So, Dan, you got a rant for today?
I like your rant on Janessa. I'm a huge Janessa Lance fan. And that whole idea of really leaning into quality and figuring it out, right? Listen, it's not just typing up a white paper. It's being very, very smart of understanding what your customer needs and delivering it in the right fashion.
Exactly. So my truth for today is leaders leave content to the marketers at their own peril. Everyone has a stake in your organization's content and should contribute. And don't forget goals. Leaders should make sure there are specific goals for key pieces of content so they can evaluate the effectiveness like they would any other investment they make. Three takeaways for today. Number one, audit your content. Is it focused on buyers or is it focused on your products or services? Basically, is it focused on your customer or is it focused on you? Two, map your content to the buyer journey and set goals for each stage and content asset. Three, ask your customers questions and create content around those answers. If you like Inbound to Grow, please go to iTunes and rate it and review the podcast. We appreciate your support. Our next episode is titled Potholes to Becoming an Inbound Organization. That should be a fun one.
I like potholes. That's the way we learn in 2018. I'm a pothole king.
There you go. So I'm Todd Hockenberry of Top Line Results.
Dan Tyer from HubSpot.
We want to thank you for listening. And remember, to do inbound, you must be inbound.